This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Democratic presidential hopefuls are making their final appeals to the voters of New Hampshire. In their last televised forum before next Tuesday's primary, the candidates generally steered clear of attacking one another. Instead, each man stressed his own qualifications to challenge George Bush in November. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean had the most at stake in the debate. Polls show Dean has been losing ground in New Hampshire, and he badly needed to reassure voters concerned about his temperament and electability. One of the very first questions concerned Dean's now infamous concession speech following the Iowa caucuses. With his voice still raspy from a cold, Dean tried to refocus attention on his accomplishments as governor, but he made no apologies for speaking his mind.
Yes, I lead with my heart. I say what I believe. I think it's time that somebody in this party stood up for what we believe in and wasn't so careful about what they were saying. If we're willing to say anything we have to say to get elected, then we're going to lose. We have to say what we believe, whether it's popular or not.
The debate, sponsored by Fox News, ABC, WMUR in New Hampshire, and the Union Leader newspaper, was part of a full-on media blitz by the Dean campaign. The candidate's wife also made a rare television appearance on ABC's Primetime with her husband. And Dean himself went on David Letterman with a top 10 list of ways to turn things around. Number 10, switch to decaf. Television viewers didn't have to wait till late night to laugh about the Dean speech, though. The Reverend Al Sharpton offered his own comic relief during the political debate.
I wanted to say to Governor Dean, don't be hard on yourself about hooting and hollering. If I had spent the money you did and got 18%, I'd still be in Iowa hooting and hollering.
Iowa winner John Kerry tried to stay above the primary fray, using the debate instead to attack President Bush. Kerry criticized the administration for its handling of the Iraq War and domestic policy. He says despite signs of economic recovery, too many Americans are still out of work.
I hope we have a great economy next year, because there's plenty to talk about the environment, about education, about our role in the world. This country is being led in a radically wrong direction by this president, and as we mount this campaign, Americans will join up and vote for change.
Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich called for dramatic changes, including a fast withdrawal from Iraq and a sharp cut in military spending. The Democrats generally avoided carping among themselves, at least on television, but behind the scenes they continued to crank out press releases, pointing accusing fingers at one another. One release from Joe Lieberman took note of Wesley Clark's support for Republicans Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, and the first President Bush. Clark was asked pointedly during the debate, when did you first notice you were a Democrat?
I voted for Bill Clinton and Al Gore. When I got out of the military, I looked at both parties. I'm pro-choice, pro-affirmative action, pro-environment. I was either going to be the loneliest Republican in America, or I was going to be a happy Democrat.
Senator Lieberman has made New Hampshire a cornerstone of his campaign after skipping the Iowa caucuses and symbolically moving his family into the state. Lieberman insists he's the Democrat that George Bush fears the most because of his record on defense, taxes, and values.
So long as Democrats are hesitant to talk the language of values, we close ourselves off from a great majority of the American people. So I'm pleased that we in this campaign have started to talk about values. Let's not let George Bush and the Republicans claim they have some kind of monopoly on values or faith-based values. They don't.
Iowa runner-up John Edwards has also touted his ability to capture votes in more conservative parts of the country. But Edwards, who's still in his first term in the Senate, was asked if maybe he's too green to be president.
I think 32% of Iowans decided it was not too early.
The North Carolina senator is also looking ahead to the South Carolina primary 11 days from now. Howard Dean, meanwhile, has said he needs a win in New Hampshire in order to validate his campaign. Win or lose, Dean told ABC last night, his speech after next week's primary will be a little different from the one in Iowa. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.